College education. College is an important step on many young people's road to becoming an adult. For many Americans, it is the first time living away from their parents, often in a completely different state. In many ways, it is quite similar to the experience of college in Japan. However, there are also many institutional and cultural differences. Colleges and universities tend to use a liberal arts system. This means that students matriculate into the college itself, not into a particular department. They can then take any classes they want, as long as they fulfill the requirements of their program to graduate. An associate's degree can be earned in 2 years, and most bachelor's degrees are completed in 4 years. For graduate study, called postgraduate in Europe, master's degrees usually take about 2 years. And doctorates can take between 5 to 10 years of additional study. One of the biggest cultural differences between Japanese and American colleges is that the latter invests much more heavily in the extracurricular aspects of the experience. In many ways, college is a business. And students are customers. So having the best amenities is an effective way to advertise. Often, this means supporting college sports teams by building expensive training and competition facilities. Most colleges and universities also have fitness clubs to support student health. And many also boast multiple cafeterias with a wide selection of foods. Many colleges become brands. Most have a logo, school colors, and a team mascot, all available for purchase on t-shirts, fancy pens, folders, thermoses, and an endless list of other goods in the university gift shop. Room and board is one area that is often quite different from Japan. According to an analysis of data from the Japan Student Services Organization, JASO, in 2018, less than 7% of all Japanese college students lived in a dormitory. By contrast, about 45% of American students in a 2017 survey were living in school housing on or off campus. Student housing is a big industry, and while many campus dorms are legacy buildings, some built over 100 years ago, many are newly constructed, sometimes in a luxurious style, in order to make as much money as possible. Staff regularly clean the hallways and bathrooms, and the rooms come stocked with good quality, durable furniture. When students live on campus, they are so close to the school that some will roll out of bed and go right to morning class still in their pajamas. Students can also get meal plans, so they can use their student IDs to pay at the cafeteria. Most universities have at least one buffet-style restaurant, so students can sit for long hours eating and drinking whatever they want, often while doing homework or socializing with friends. Although the above may sound like a lot of fun and games, there are some downsides. In fact, critics suggest that U.S. college students are being coddled, and those living in dorms are not learning necessary life skills like cooking, cleaning, and managing a budget. Others worry that students see college as an opportunity to party all the time, without parental oversight. According to the National Center for Education Statistics, 40% of 18 to 24-year-old Americans had enrolled in college. However, the same source reports that only 64% of students who started a bachelor's degree in 2014 had completed their program within 6 years. While there are many reasons for the high rate of failure, widespread cultures of partying, drinking, and drug use on American college campuses certainly contribute to it. Another difficulty in attending college in the U.S. and a major cause of student failure is the cost. In 2021, the average tuition for private universities was $38,185 per year, not including room and board. On the other hand, public universities averaged $10,338 for students who live in the same state. Private universities tend to be more prestigious, and students will take out tens of thousands of dollars in loans to be able to attend them. Both universities and the U.S. government provide financial support for students in need, but many graduate heavily in debt. Some students try to save money by attending a two-year community college first. Students in community college pay for each credit they take and can transfer those credits to a four-year college to complete a bachelor's degree. One saving grace, however, is that student scholarships in the U.S. are like gifts. Unlike Japan, there is no requirement to pay the money back, ever.